Welcome to the Christopher Peter series, part of your experience with the Christopher Peter Review. My perspective this episode will start with this week's action in the NFL and college football. Then we will talk about other important issues in sports. The NFL week of action started off on Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime Video. The Los Angeles Rams hosted the Minnesota Vikings in SoFi Stadium. The Rams needed to right the ship if they want to make a return trip to the playoffs. And they did just that on Thursday night. The hottest team in the NFC was the Minnesota Vikings for the first 5 weeks, but now they have dropped two in a row. The Rams simply got out in front and the Vikings could not make up the ground. The game was mired in the end by a complete missed call that gave the Rams the final 2 points to make it a two-point game. But the Rams were just too good on this night. The novelty of the post-Kirk Cousins era has worn off and the Vikings will need to adapt. The Lions are not the class of the NFC North, but the Vikings can still make up the ground or at the very least make it back to the playoffs. In college football, no really big storylines other than Notre Dame continuing to make up for their loss with a dominant victory over Navy. Former number one Texas won a close game in Nashville against Vanderbilt, and Alabama finally won convincingly for the first time in a while. The college football regular season is about to complete its final month and then on to the new playoff format. Now, on to Sunday. My Philadelphia Eagles went to Cincinnati to face Joe Burrow and the Bengals, where Jalen Hurts and team played their best game of the season. Despite continuing their lack of scoring in the first quarter, the offense scored on every drive in the second half. Really had a balanced day on offense, running well and passing well, including the long touchdown reception to Smitty. The defense got better following the opening drive. They forced two turnovers, an interception that was so smooth that it fooled much of the television audience, then a forced fumble. A great performance on the road in a place that they never won, against a talented team with so many stars in not only Burrow, but Jamar Chase, Trey Hendrickson, and more. Now they come home to face Doug Peterson and the Jacksonville Jaguars in Philly. Peterson and the Jags are not doing well this season and Doug may be coaching for his job with each and every game. The Jags lost to the Packers this weekend. The Detroit Lions continue to show they are the class of the NFC North with another dominating win, this time over the Tennessee Titans. Tampa Bay lost a close game to the Atlanta Falcons 6 days after losing their two-star wide receivers. The Colts lost to the Houston Texans in a game where their quarterback pulled himself out because he was tired. The biggest upset of the weekend has to be the Cleveland Browns upsetting my AFC pick in the Baltimore Ravens without their starting quarterback and after trading away their top receiver. Jameis Winston played a great game and completed a long pass to win the game in the last minute, but the Browns were in it the whole game. The second biggest upset was probably the New York Jets losing to the rebuilding New England Patriots, who lost their rookie starting quarterback in the first half. So it turns out that Saleh may not have been the problem as the team continues to lose even after trading for Adams and resolving the Reddick holdout. The Bills dominated the Seahawks in Seattle, where Josh Allen finally threw an interception this season. He has really been playing great and good to see that he has cut down on his interceptions this year. The Chargers beat the Saints in a game where the Saints once again show dirty play. The Saints are a team with too many dirty plays. Not a good idea to poke fun at Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs beat the Raiders, who mocked Mahomes' voice and were the last team to beat them. The Chiefs remain unbeaten and have completed trades to bolster their roster, adding depth to their injured wide receiver group and adding a linebacker. In the biggest reminder that showboating can have major consequences, the Chicago Bears lost on a game-ending Hail Mary to the Washington Commanders that was tipped by a defensive back who was out of position because he was taunting the fans. This was a matchup of the two top rookie quarterbacks and the top two picks in the last draft. The Broncos beat the Panthers in Carolina. How about them Cowboys? Some things never change, like the San Francisco 49ers beating the Cowboys in every game they play. But the Dallas Cowboys had some fight in them in the first half. But injured Niners team missing their star running back and a star wideout came to life in the third quarter to win the game. As usual, the Dallas Cowboys scored late to make the game appear close and to pad stats. The Pittsburgh Steelers are now in sole possession of first place in the AFC North by winning on Monday night against the New York Giants. The Giants played a little better following their embarrassment at home against the Eagles, where they needed to pull Daniel Jones, but Russell Wilson played well in his second game as starter. Najee Harris ran for over 100 to continue a bounce-back year to some degree. Great win for the Steelers. New York is not having a good moment in sports right now. Another weekend where both football teams list. But the World Series started on Friday night featuring the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees. The series started with an exciting matchup of two even teams for the most part. Now, last week I noted that the Dodgers have the talent advantage and any baseball fan understands that. But, if any team can compete with them, the New York Yankees have a pretty stacked roster in their own right. The Dodgers scored first in the series only to find themselves trailing following a massive two-run home run by Giancarlo Stanton in the next half inning. The Dodgers tied game one up late and in extras, the Yankees took a one-run lead. What a way to tease the fans. The Dodgers went on to load the bases and then new pitcher in the game Nestor Cortez threw one pitch to get an out and on his second pitch the game was over. The Dodgers got the first ever walk-off grand slam in the World Series. Game 2, the Dodgers went up early, the Yankees tied it, and the Dodgers got the lead back immediately and then held on for a 4-2 win, where the Yankees loaded the bases, but only got one run. But maybe the Yankees needed home cooking. In the return to New York, the Yankees went down early and put themselves on the brink of having to wait another season to capture that elusive 28th trophy. The Dodgers can wrap it up tonight. Technology helps automate processes and reduce error caused by the human element. Consider how much time is saved because of EZ-Pass, especially in states that have gone full automated tolling, which I think should be the case nationwide. Major League Baseball is reportedly testing out the use of robotic umpires to call balls and strikes. Tennis in most majors no longer have line officials calling shots in or out. So why not football, basketball, and hockey? I do like the exaggerated strikeout calls in baseball, but I do not like each team having an inconsistent strike zone. How many games are impacted by bad calls in sports lately? Or are we just more aware and hypersensitive because of replay, instant replay controversies, and the persistent complaining over officiating? Could be, but maybe technology can simply just make the call and remove any real doubt. Hard to make the argument for the status quo when there are so many inconsistent calls and blatant mistakes. I do think there is a need for referees in sports, but they need to be better, especially when they are already being assisted with technology and their integrity is being protected by preventing teams from criticizing their work. Just something to think about.